This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 24th. God's word for you today is, look up. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 14, verse 28, which says, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. What are you speaking into God's ears? I have shared the testimony of the land that God's Favorite House headquarters sit on today, but I will share it again because we can never get tired of celebrating our mighty God. When God's Favorite House was still meeting at Orchard Hotels, from a resource standpoint, we could not afford the land. But if you look at our cash flow and look at the cost of the land, it was a joke. It got to a point that, from a spiritual standpoint, the door had shut. I cannot remember if I was praying, but I saw two of our prophetic friends and God showed them that the door to getting the land had been shut. Even though they did not rejoice, but the posture of their response was, what a pity. Everyone that is looking at your situation and saying, what a pity, will come back and rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. I saw it in the spirit and I said, as God lives, we are going to take that land. So we began to speak in the spiritual realm. When I say spiritual realm, do not think it is pokey. At midnight, get up and use your mouth. Speak it. And we are on that land today. Praise God. With our spoken word, we changed everything. Changed the decree. Changed the handwriting. In the name of Jesus, the people that saw the writing on the wall were just prophetic. But guess what? Even when a prophet of God tells you, this is what God has said, and he is not lying, with these things I'm teaching you today, you can go to God and cancel it, and it will remain canceled. But a lot of believers do not even know they are left from their right. You receive an ordinary doctor's report about something, and you are shaking. It is not even a prophet's report. Do not get me wrong. I love doctors and I have a lot of respect for doctors. They have helped a lot of people. I go to the hospital. I'm not one of those Christians that say they do not go to the hospital. But when they say what they have seen, they are just telling you facts. Doctors do not hate you. In fact, they love you and they are serving humanity. But you need to decide, whose report are you going to believe? That is your call. The doctor has done his or her job, but whose report are you going to believe? That day, I chose to believe God, and I said, except God has not called me, then the land can go. But if God has called me, as God lives, we will be on that land, and God moved in our favor. So, I want to encourage you, do not give up. Do not despair. Speak. Please read 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 6. This was the most powerful prophet in the land, speaking by God. He was not speculating. He was accurate. But the Bible says, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. Turn your face to the wall and pray to the Lord. Turn your face to the wall means take your focus off the report, even of the prophet, if it does not align with what God is saying concerning you or what you desire of God, and face the Lord. Let us pray. Father, I lift my eyes to you, for all of my help comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.